Thanks for walking me back. I had a great time. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to startle you by taking your hand. Am I right that you want to be more than just friends? That you've wanted this the whole time we've been hanging out? I could barely hear you. But if my lip reading skills are as good as I think they are, I think you just said yes. At least that's what I hope you said. So, what I did with my hand there, taking your warm hand in mine, that's what I call making the first move. All right, even though you're looking down at the ground, I think I see a hint of a grin. You weren't going to make the first move, were you? Mm-mm, didn't think so. That's okay, but I want to understand why you're so shy around me. Do you want to come inside with me and talk about it? Oh, come on. Worst case is you'll finally get to see my place. Anyway, I have your hand, and I don't want to let go of it just yet. So I'm gonna start moving inside, and if you ever want to see your hand again, you'll follow me. Thanks for coming in. Now, I'm going to release your hand just for a minute and go make us some tea. Do you want some? Yeah, I can do water instead. Make yourself comfortable on the couch. Here you go. Mind if I sit here next to you? Sorry, I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. Okay, I feel like I'm right on that fine line between making the first move and coming on too strong. Would you take my hand this time? There, like that. It feels so good to finally touch you. It's hard for me to tell where your mind is at right now. Can I please see your beautiful eyes while we talk? There. I really like your eyes. Okay, and now you're looking down again. Help me understand what's going on here. Yeah, well, I've been with other guys. Oh boy. Yeah, I've been intimate with other guys. You're going there. No, it's okay. I asked what's on your mind. Yeah, I guess I would call myself experienced, sexually. I'm sorry. What did you just say? It was just so quiet I couldn't hear it. Oh, honey. It's okay that you're not, you know, experienced. Oh no. What I'm hearing is that you have trouble thinking of me having been with other guys, and you're worried that I'm going to compare you with the guys I was with? So here's where I talk and you listen, so we get off on the right foot. Now, for this talk, you have to give me both of your hands and look me in the eyes. First, I'm not going to apologize for my past. It wasn't like I was jumping from bed to bed. I was in relationships, and part of those relationships, an important part for me, was intimacy. Physical intimacy. I went into those relationships hoping they'd work, wanting them to work, but none of them were good matches in the end. And that brings me to my second point. Even though we've just been acting like very good friends these past few months, I think that we both know we were starting a relationship. For me, it feels like a special relationship. Oh, I like how you squeezed my hand. Excellent feedback on your part. And I've never wanted something to work as much as I want this to. But I need to take the next step with you. I need to be intimate with you. And I need you to be intimate with me. To feel your skin warm against mine. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Right now, I'm going to kiss you. And I hope that you're going to kiss me back. That's a good start. Your soft, warm lips offered me a hint of so much more. But can I show you how I want you to kiss me? That was a special kiss. What? No, really? Your first real kisses? Oh, honey, I'm really glad that you told me that. And I'm glad that they were with me. Now, you still look worried. No, I won't let you think that. If so, this won't go anywhere. My past experience is irrelevant to this moment. In fact, right now, I may be as nervous as you are. Like, what if you don't like something about me? About my body? What if you don't like how I touch you? Oh, really? You don't think you're gonna have any complaints? Would it be okay if I touch you? Because that's something I really want to do for you right now. Where? I think you know where. That part of you that you're covering with your hands right now. Take your hand away. Don't be embarrassed. I like that I made that happen. There, that's right. Take them away. Now, I'm going to take you out, okay? You can stop me, but if you do, you won't feel my soft, warm hands stroke your penis. Sorry. Is that word okay? I'm not really good at dirty talk. Well, good. Now that we've agreed upon that word, let me get your penis out. I have butterflies. I'm just gonna reach in here and touch you. Oh, honey, you feel so nice. I need to see you. Now don't look away. You're beautiful down there. You have a really nice penis. You're jumping in my hand. Okay, I won't move my hand. Look, I see what's happening here. Shh, don't worry. I won't move my hand. You sound so terrified. Now listen to me. I know what's going to happen if I move my hand. I can feel you right at the edge. Is that what you're worried about? That's what I want to happen. I want to be the first one to make that happen for you. And it's no wonder you're already so close. This is the first time anyone's touching you like this. I want to keep moving. And then I want to do so much more with you. To explore you. To show you my body. To let you explore me. And learn to give me pleasure. Do you understand? Good. And when you're ready, I want you to lean in and give me one of those kisses that I now don't think I can live without. And when you do, I'm gonna move my hand, knowing exactly what will happen when I do. Deal? Good. Now it's time for you to make your move. Oh, I see your lips getting closer. Yes. Oh God, you're shaking. Oh, there, that's it. No, I'm gonna keep stroking you. You have to give me more. Oh, yes. Oh, honey. So much. Oh, you've been holding back too long. Thank you for letting me share that with you. I think we're officially out of the friend zone. And I am more than okay with that. Oh, good. I like that initiative. It seems like you're good with that too. Now, how about I clean you up and then in a little we can talk about round two.